power in covenants. When you hear the word covenant, what comes to mind? If you said a two-way promise with God, you'd be right. But a covenant with our Heavenly Father is also much more. In that sacred promise, there is power, strength, safety, and peace. When you take time to think about the covenants you have made and will make in your life, and when you keep your part, you begin to feel and live differently. Covenants influence the way you act and inspire you in your choices. Here's how covenants have made a difference in the lives of some youth.
A covenant keeps you on the straight and narrow path, helps you live life better, and gives you a better understanding. Marcus A., age 17, Utah, USA.
The fact that I have made covenants with Heavenly Father has given me opportunities to grow spiritually and to be a more faithful member. Every time I'm going to do something, I think of the covenants I've made with our Heavenly Father and ask myself if I am keeping the promises made with Him when I was baptized and when I received the priesthood. The covenants I made with our Heavenly Father help me stay strong in the gospel and one day return to Him. Ephraim V., 14, New Zealand.
I remember when I was baptized. That was the happiest I'd ever felt because that was my first covenant. Next was when I received the priesthood. It was the same happiness. I had a huge smile on my face when I realized I had made a covenant with God. When I hear kids making fun of the church, I remember the happiness and I remember it's a covenant with God and not with people. Bradford A., age 16, Arizona, USA.
Making covenants brings us and our families so many blessings. For example, being baptized brings us the ability to change, to be better. The covenants that we make with our Heavenly Father build the faith we need to remain true to the gospel. Naomi A., 15, Jalisco, Mexico.
This past summer, I went to the temple often to do baptisms for the dead. By keeping my covenants, by going to the temple and doing what's right, I was blessed. I was really stressed with final exams. I went to the temple, and it just made everything better. Keeping my covenants makes life so much easier and a lot happier. McKenna M., 18, California, USA.
My first day as a deacon passing the sacrament, I was very nervous. Then I remembered the day I was baptized, and I felt the Holy Ghost. I automatically felt calmer and was able to do it well. Seth A., 12, Mexico City, Mexico.
I've received a lot of blessings from keeping my covenants. Because of my baptismal covenants, the Holy Ghost has helped me make decisions. The covenant when you receive the priesthood is a commitment to use the priesthood to help others and serve. It helps your testimony grow when you serve. Eric N., age 15, Alberta, Canada.
You can't just do anything you want and expect God to uphold His side of the promise. He expects so much out of you because He knows the potential you have. It really holds me to a higher level. Jolie H., 15, Colorado, USA.
Sunday Lessons. This month's topic, Ordinances and Covenants. Join the conversation. Throughout July, you'll be studying about ordinances and covenants in your priesthood quorums and young women and Sunday school classes. Make a list of the covenants you have made and hope to make. What does that list tell you about how you want to live? Consider sharing your thoughts with others by testifying at home, at church, through social media, or with other youth at lds.org/go/73covenants.
Sidebar: Divine covenants make strong Christians. I urge each one to qualify for and receive all the priesthood ordinances you can, and then faithfully keep the promises you have made by covenant. In times of distress, let your covenants be paramount and let your obedience be exact. Then you can ask in faith, nothing wavering, according to your need, and God will answer. He will sustain you. Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, The Power of Covenants, Ensign, May 2009, page 22.
End of the article, Power in Covenants.